Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
Welcome to the B Word, the podcast for women who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your real estate career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own truth, disown the things getting in your way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you have to overcome along the way. Can we talk about the Kentucky Derby for just a second? Yeah, I know. I just ask you to let me go on and on about a horse race. But here's the thing. Last Saturday at the Kentucky Derby, which I love watching, I watch it every single year, but we saw something that we've never seen before. We saw a horse with an 80-1 long shot win. Rich Strike, the name of the horse, was literally the little engine that could. He was that $30,000 investment that his owners made when all other thoroughbred owners who enter their horses in the Kentucky Derby, I mean, they're paying millions for these wonderful, majestic animals. And then you have little old Rich Strike, who was not rich by any means. He was the horse at the back of the race, or, well, he should have been at the back of the race. He was the one that nobody placed odds on. Nobody thought it was feasible that he would win, and quite frankly, shouldn't have even been there. He was allowed entrance into the race on Friday, about a minute before they finally named which horses would be in the race, and only because another horse that qualified ahead of him scratched. And so he became the replacement horse. Rich Strike ran his little heart out on that track, and his owner and the payout that followed are almost unimaginable given what they paid for him. Now, here's what I love in addition to this story. When they interviewed his owner after their race, he said, "Oh my gosh, we never put a horse in a race that we do not think can win." Now, let's talk about this in relation to you and your business. This owner decided to stop thinking and playing small and go for the big leagues. He could have put that horse in a million other smaller horse races throughout Kentucky and around the country. And instead he said, "No, I know we can win the Derby. I believe in my horse and my jockey. I am going to go for it. I'm going to go for it when no one else thinks that I should." What if you put that attitude into your business on an everyday basis? Have you ever found yourself as a listing agent not competing for a house to put on the market because you knew who you were up against? Because maybe you had found out who the owner was interviewing as listing agents and you thought, "I'm not good enough. I won't win the listing. I can't compete with XYZ agent. I know that he or she will get it." You just played small, my friend. And had you actually gone after that listing, you may be surprised that you could have won that listing. Or have you not applied to be with a luxury designation yet, or gone after a million-dollar buyer because all you've ever sold are $250,000 condos and you don't have experience in the luxury or upper level of residential real estate? Maybe you're a loan officer who is starting her business in this world and you really want the business of the biggest team in your area, but you know that that agent is friends with a different lender, and so you don't go after the business. You are playing small, my friend, in a field where you could put your effort in, have the faith in yourself like Rich Strike's owner and jockey did, and you could actually win the race. Because you never know what your competition is going to do. You don't know what obstacles they are up against mentally or otherwise in their day-to-day business. You don't know that they're not going to show up and not put their best foot forward. But when you decide to play small and not put yourself in the race, then you never will have the opportunity. You will never get the big payday. You will never see the career that you want when you play small and you don't just go for it. I want to encourage every single woman out there to have an understanding that you are worth it. You can do this. And quit putting yourself in the light of how you think others see you and having it close doors for you. A couple of years ago, I was at a Keller Williams office. And if you know anything about Keller Williams as a brokerage, they are very open door policy. It's one of the things I love about them because the attitude is give more, see more, train more. That's not really their official motto, but go with it. Agents train in the offices. They lead the classes. They are the ones that you go to when you've got questions. Now, I had a rather big team in the office, but I always kept my personal door open so that people could pop in and chat with me anytime they wanted. And I finally, one day, I had an agent come in and she sat with me and she said, "Can I just pick your brain for a couple of minutes?" And I said, "Sure, of course. What do you need? You know, I happen to have time." And she had a question about the referral program that I did with our past clients. Really, what made it tick? What made it work the best? What pieces had I failed on? She wanted to implement her own referral program. And so she thought, "Joanne, I'm going to ask you." And as we started talking about it, at one point she laughed and she said, "You know, I've been wanting to ask you this stuff for almost 2 years. And I looked at her and I was like, "Well, why didn't you come in 2 years ago and ask me this?" And she said, "Because 2 years ago, I was a new agent. I was on the bottom totem pole of this office and you are the number two in this office. I didn't feel like I had the right to come ask you how to do the business." And I said, "But girlfriend, it's open door. You know here that the top agents train. Like, this is part of our culture. It's part of how we give back to the, you know, the office and whole and the agent." And she said, "Yeah, but it didn't matter because I thought you still wouldn't want to give time one-on-one with me because of who you are and how successful you have been." And I said, "Well, I'm glad you stopped playing small. And I'm glad you finally understood that it wasn't me telling you not to come talk to me. It wasn't the office telling you not to come talk to me. It was your own self-insecurities, self-limiting beliefs that stopped you from coming in 2 years ago. Think of what your business could have done had you been implementing some of these programs for the last 24 months. That was an eye-opening moment, quite frankly, for both her and me. Me, the agents would not think highly enough of themselves to just go ask the questions that they need to have asked and answered. And for her, that it really is okay to step into the arena before you feel like you're ready, before you feel like you've earned the right, and just play big and go for it. I hope that as you're listening to this, maybe you've had an aha moment in your own head. Maybe you know someone else that needs to hear this, and so you're going to share this episode with them. But at the end of the day, ladies, it is time to stop playing small. It is time for you to get over whatever barrier blocks are in your own brain that are keeping you from moving forward in your business, and to understand that if a horse named Rich Strike can legitimately walk out of nowhere with the least amount of money invested into him as any horse in that arena and win the Kentucky Derby, then you too can have the business and the career that you've always wanted, because legitimately, you just got to step into the ring and start running. So listen up. If you're ready to stop playing small and start playing big, then head to our website, www.realbosswomen.com, click on Chick Clicks, and become a chick with us. We are opening up our doors to First Mastermind of 2022 on June 16th. We're going to start out here in Atlanta, Georgia for a full day of networking, masterminding, learning, headshots, and of course, you know me, there'll be a glass of Prosecco. And then after that, we'll have 6 weeks of small chick training groups. Each chick click will be no more than 15 people, all roughly in your level or arena of the business. And we will have 6 weeks full of Zoom calls, accountability sessions, and lots of laughter and learning with your new besties. You know, those girls who are going to help you stop playing small and thinking big. I'll see you in the click, chick.